الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير وقال سبحانه وتعالى إذ يغشى السدرة ما يغشى ما زاغ البصر وما طغى لقد رأى من آيات ربه الكبرى صدق الله العلي العظيم وبلغ رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين All praise due to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu Amma Nawaluhu, our Creator, our Sustainer. So many bounties and the favors of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala upon us every second of our life that we cannot even count them. Salat and salam in abundance upon the most beloved creation of Allah, Muhammad Mustafa, Ahmad Mustafa, صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أمتي أجمعين Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam to guide mankind. Final Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the final Ummat is our Ummat, our Nabi Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anbiya kiram alayhim as-salatu was-salam, they being sent with a mission that is guide mankind, and there will be difficulties on the way, there will be retaliation, there will be challenges, but you face it with patience. Of all the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Udhidu fillahi ma udhiya ahad. On one hand, such a great Nabi and personality he is, that he is Noor, was created the first before every creation. Allah Ta'ala gave him the status, such a status, that even before he leaves this world, not only angel being told to ask permission, angel of death don't ask permission, don't need permission to go anyway. Anbiya kiram alayhi as-salatu was-salam, Allah Ta'ala's command to them, ask permission whether I can take you away or not, or you want to stay still in this world more. But it goes straight to them. It's no obstacle in between. Nothing can stop them. But our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the angel of death, not coming by him to even ask permission, but even to enter the house, he asked permission. That asked permission, Allah Ta'ala's angel have come, and he has asked permission to come, and he, when he will come, the object of his, he will ask permission, that are you ready to go by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. On that one hand, such a Nabi, that when he come in dunya, angels of Jannah, hoors of Jannah come. And not the people of this world who receive this baby, but the special creation of Allah from Jannah, they're going to do a delivery for this baby. And they will be the nurse. The Kaaba comes down and makes sajda. That Nabi. But on the one side, he says, I have been tortured and given so much problems in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that nobody else was troubled like that. It's not because of some wrong of his. Obviously, Anbiya are ma'soom, sinless. That is our belief as a people of Iman. And everybody accepted him as the best, not good, but the best person. Sadiq, Ameen, most truthful, most trustworthy. 40 years of his life wins the heart of everyone. But once he begins with the mission Allah Ta'ala has sent him for, now the people start turning against him. The truth is always bitter. In Arabic saying it goes, Al-Haqqu Murrun. Truth is always bitter. When a person being spoken nice things, going in the person's favor, mashallah, very good. But once start hurting, then now the person becomes problem. Where it's affecting our life, affecting our business, affecting our daily habits. Allah Ta'ala save us. When he gave Dawud, fulfilling his mission what Allah Ta'ala has sent him for, that turn everyone's attention to Allah, that nothing is doing, your idols are not doing, the stones are not doing. No power of the world can do anything without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it was a great challenge for them. They could not accept that we are, for every need of ours, we have different creation we have taken as a worthy of worship, and we ask for help. For rain, we got one God, then for another one, we got another God. For the sun, we got another one. For the rosy, for the money, we got another one. Like there are hundreds and thousands. How can أَجَعَلَ الْآلِهَةَ إِلَهًا وَاحِدًا? He made all the deity into one. Not accepting. But he says, no, that is the truth. Nothing can do. Who, this God, this, they can create? They cannot create. لَنْ يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا وَلَوْ اِشْتَمَعُوا لَهُ. All the idols, all the powers of the world get together. And they try to create one fly. Can't create. When Abu Jahl heard this, it was a big blow to him. He was a head of the kufr. He could not take it. He went to his idols. And one, the main one he used to be always worshipping, got hold of him, put in front of him, start crying to him. Whole night he cried to him. That please, this is now open insult to you. I can't, my heart is paining. It's insult to you. Talking to who? Talking to the patthar, stone, idol. Jab akal mari jati hai, when the person's brain seized off, then nothing, no truth penetrates. Heart gets sealed. Nothing understood. Now he's talking and crying to the idol. And whole night, by morning he thought he make idol very happy, now he's going to help him. He says, how can you tolerate? You have to answer, you have to talk. That this is insult and you cannot accept. Talking to him, idol, after crying whole night in the morning, said, I will take you by Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you talk to him. That don't insult. He took that idol, put it in his pocket, and he went. When Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, same da'wat always. Invite him to Allah. Leave everything else. Come to the truth. Accept the truth. So how can you insult our idols? And how can you say that idols can't create when one fly? So that's the reality. He said, today I have brought my idols. I cried whole night to you. And he's going to give you answer for what you are talking against them. So he said, let it talk. It can talk. Ask him, it can talk. Summun bukmun umyun. Deaf, dumb and blind. But he said, he will talk, yes, he will talk. He said, make it talk. So now he's shaking it. Wake up. The whole night I cried, please. Now he can see the little bit movement in that idol. He got very happy. He's going to talk now. He will keep his respect. Uski izzat baki rakhega. Very happy. Then he says, talk fast. Whole night never sleep. Now the idol talks. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. When he heard this, he got so angry, he took the same one and banged it on the wall. He said, I thought you're going to save my izzat, you disgust, you brought more insult. If you had to talk, if you talk something, otherwise keep quiet. Talk like this. What I was trying to avoid after a whole night crying. Such a blessing Allah Ta'ala blessed our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A person coming with full mindset that today, do or die, I want to finish Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The dagger he got hidden behind. And he's coming pretending now. It's very good because he want to get close to him. When he gets close to him, and then he look for the opportunity. Not realizing, those days there was no cell phone. There was no communication system like today. But the best of, without technology, the system, the communication he had with Allah Ta'ala, nobody could understand. Me, people of Iman can understand, is a wahi revelation. Allah informed Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Arai. Watch out, it's coming. Already, communication, information was passed. Now the person is coming. Very good, very kind. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ki kis niyat se aaya hai? What intention you have come with? So make this story, that story, this story, that story. He's trying to convince that he come with a good intention. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the people come with a good intention to somebody, they don't have ammunition and dagger hiding with them. When he heard this, shock. Nobody knew. Even he tell his house, never tell them that what he's going and what he got hidden with him. How you came to know? Say, so you still have a doubt? Take that out, what you have. What if that dagger speaks that I am Allah's Nabi? Allah Ta'ala address. Talk, what is the truth? And the same ammunition, what he came to use against Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, spoke in the faith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that leave everything. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. So much blessing on one side. On the other hand, own people who say you are very good, family members, relatives, prepare to die for him, but once he began preaching, Allah Ta'ala's name. They said, now we cannot take this. They say, okay, let's compromise. 1 year, we worship your Allah. Next year, you worship our idols. Allah says, La a'budu ma ta'budun. No compromise. Straight, haq, false, lots of false. This way, that way, plenty. Straight path is only one. It cannot happen. Then they change the tactic now. They say, okay, you're not accepting this other proposal we have. What you want? How many women you want? We get them married to you, how many and whichever you want. You want money? We give you money, so much money that you become the richest of the not city and town, continent. You want to be a leader? We'll make you leader. But you do not carry the mission Allah Ta'ala has sent you with. He said, if you bring a sun from top and put it on my hand, one hand, and bring the moon and put it on the other hand, still I will not give up the mission what Allah Ta'ala has sent me for. There is no compromise. Haq has to be said and has to be practiced whatever you can do. حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ يَا أَيُّهَا الرَّسُولُ بَلِّغْ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ. O Rasul, make tabligh, preach what Allah Ta'ala has sent you the message with. Sometimes people get carried away. When somebody says, oh, look like you become a tabligh. Say, Alhamdulillah. You're saying this to me today, on the day of Qiyamah, you must say to Allah, oh Allah, this was a tabligh, because my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was a tabligh. If somebody says, oh, look like you, why you become Sunni? On the day of Qiyamah, you must say, I was a Sunni. Because what is the meaning of Sunni? The follow Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So you say to Allah, my witness, that you must say to Allah, I was a Sunnah. So both is goes together. It's a two shoulder. Right and the left, two wheel, two sides of the wheel of the car. Both has to go together. But misunderstanding people have. So if somebody says you this, you that, nothing to worry about. Alhamdulillah. May Allah make it such, this must be the ghari of Qubuliyat. Time of acceptance, that your word must get accepted on my behalf. I'm happy my Rasulullah was making tabligh, so I make tabligh also. But after doing all this, people says, no, you're not interested in anything, not accepting any proposal now to the war. You're out, boycott, 3 years in the valley. No food supply, no water. They have to go through torture, difficulties, hardship. He says, people are Makkah not listening to me. Now let me go away to Ta'if. People, intelligent people, they may understand, they may accept my message. But they too never get good response. The time came, the person who was all along with him, standing from the first day, a beloved wife, she also left this world. Now becomes too much. Allah Ta'ala says, nothing passing my knowledge, nothing passing my sight. I know what you went through. I will give you the gift now for what you have done, which no other messenger before her got the gift. And that is the gift of Mi'raj. This Mubarak month of Rajab, the gift of Mi'raj, and our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is taken. Many wisdom of Allah Ta'ala behind. Sometimes the Nasara says, our Nabi is sitting on fourth heaven. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, on the fourth heaven. Before Qiyamah, Allah will bring him down. Ummat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will be always high. And it is high. He will come as the Ummat of our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Part of the Ummat. He He passed the fourth heaven, seventh heaven, and even passed all that directly, arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where even the angel with the 6,000 wing of his came to a position where he says, I have taken you from Makkah to Masjid Aqsa, where the clock was stopped. The whole world stands still. Stop. The whole world stands in still. They bring the rides and whatever people do. But watch carry on moving. Clock carry on moving. Here, stop. Dead stop. Such a big journey from Makkah Mukarrama taken to Masjid Aqsa. Anbiya al-Kiram alayhi muslaat wa salam, he became the imam, made the imamat, to say to the world till the day of Qiyamah, this Nabi is the imam of all the Anbiya alayhi muslaam. He's the leader, he's the highest, he's the imam. And all the Nabis accepted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him. So the angels now take him. First heaven, second heaven, third heaven, fourth, right till arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you call Isra and Mi'raj. We the people of Iman must have faith on this. It happened reality, not a sleep, not a dream. People who rejected, those were the people who are disbelievers. They said, no, impossible, can't happen. You and Masjid Aqsa, leave the heavens. Masjid Aqsa can't go overnight. So far. What are you talking? Abu Bakr Siddiq, oh Abu Bakr, you believe in him? He said, if he says yes, normally he cannot believe, but he says accepted, because he always speaks the truth. Tell us how many windows Masjid Aqsa got, how many doors? Which part is a window? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened up. Like the whole Masjid Aqsa was in front of him. He sees, first window, second, third, this is the door, this door. See, he still can't believe. Caravan of yours went to certain country, coming back for the business. Ask them, they lost one camel on the way. There was no communication, no phones. Letter takes very long. But they had one special water kept in one utensil. The journey, I felt thirsty. I opened the lid. I drank that water. Now they don't know what is happening. You ask them, is this happened? There was a water and then they opened the utensil. They can't find no water there. They surprised, but nobody drink. Where is water going? When they're coming back, now they're waiting. They're running to ask the tribe, the travelers coming, and they found is the truth. But he went, Allah Ta'ala gave him the gift of Mi'raj. He said, At-tahiyyatu lillahi, was-salawatu wa-t-tayyibatu. Praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All kind of praise for Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala replied, As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace, Allah Ta'ala saying, peace be upon you, O Nabi of Allah, Allah's mercy, His blessing. He said, Allah Ta'ala special, direct peace, salam, salam to me. He's gone such a high place, but not forgetting the ummah. He said, As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. O Allah, I don't want peace and mercy only for me, but for the whole ummah. And that's what we perform in our every salah, end of it, we read this. Then the angels hear this happening. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Allah Ta'ala gave the gift of salah. First he was given 50. Musa alayhi salam said, my ummah, they could not make 3 salah. Where your ummah going to read 50? He came down. Allah said, okay, 5 down, 45, 40. Came 5, he says, no, now I can't go back. I feel shy. Allah says, 5, your ummah perform, but I will give a reward of 50 salah. Ummah perform 5 salah, but I will give a reward of 50 salah. If we can make that, alhamdulillah, make shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the reminder for us. That our Nabi, such a myth, such a great sacrifice he made. And lots of gift, lots of orders of Allah we have, Allah Ta'ala gave him. But this gift is so important, Allah Ta'ala called him right on the heaven and gave him this gift. It makes us realize the importance of salah in our life. Always, we all adults. Think of the generation coming up. If we are not connected to the masjid, what's going to happen to our children and the grandchildren? And we're responsible for them. We have worry, their business, their work, their education, everything. All the worries on his place. Do everything halal way, no problem. But don't forget the deen of Allah. Get them connected to the deen of Allah. Time is moving very, very fast. Moving to the qiyamah very fast. Fitnas are coming very fast. And if we still never worry, then Allah Ta'ala save us. It mustn't happen that all the good deeds we do, but then still we have to hate Jahannam, because very our own children who we died for them, they will say to Allah, don't send me alone in Jahannam. Take my parents also, because they did everything for me, but they never showed me the way where I could connect myself to you, Allah. Ramadan month is coming. We are being taught the dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam preparing for Ramadan 3 months in advance. We are at the doorstep now. 1 month, just 2-3 days more. Let's start doubling up. Get used to the masjid. Frequent more to the masjid. So by the time Ramadan comes, then we are full from the first day. Otherwise, when the Ramadan comes, first day we still getting up from the sleep. By the time we get up, is already past 15 rozas. And start walking, is already 27. Now if you're going to run, it already come on. So kya mila? Kuch nahi mila. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make up.